question runs around in my mind. Should I speak or should I just keep quiet? As though I owe them some kind of disclosure or explanation every single time in every single situation. Some people don't even have to think about it. They don't look beyond their own realities. But how can we make sense of ourselves in this absence that's present every day? It's like we're fighting something bigger than we can name. And one day we won't need to be pushing the envelope. By permission slips, oh. And it won't be trendy to advertise our families, and we won't be legitimized by posters on a wall. I don't see myself amongst these pages. People I love are nowhere to be found. Will someone please explain all this controversy around the word family? 'Cause I know that love and community create kinship too. And anytime you bend the gender rules, folks tend to notice. They always want to put you back in a box. What would it mean to live without the fear of being interrogated, to be free to articulate our bodies any way we want? And one day we won't need to be pushing the envelope. We won't be represented by permission slips, oh. And it won't be trendy to advertise our families. Posters on a wall, and I still feel this tension between wanting to be accepted and wanting to let my freak flag fly. But I'm not a character in their narrative, and I won't rehearse their lies for them. I'm writing a new script for you and me about the beauty of nonconformity. Into the fabric of this world, disrupting constructions of boy and girl and boy meets girl, changing language and policies, celebrating families, loved ones and identities. If we raise our voices strong, we shall overcome. And one day we won't need to be pushing the envelope. We won't be represented by permission slips, oh. And it won't be trendy to advertise our families, and we won't be legitimized by posters on a wall.